station had an existing driveway.
And I think I may have put some comments in there in the project discussion. And I think that, to me, that's the improvements you can make is actually cut off some of those, like that entrance to the gas station, or limit the side road accesses and try to, you know, kind of funnel everything to one of
you
the
two. You do know that Mayor Milton owned that for a
Politically, I don't know if you're going to get that down.
I was going to say, no.
I've talked to him about the issue in the past, just mentioned in briefing a few times I've met him. And he's very much in favor of some proactive things being taken there in front of that gas station. Because he had to live it. He doesn't want to pay for him, but he certainly lived with those. So he recognizes there's situations there that are less than desirable. I think we'll see it coming out into the new 5 or 10 year plan that was mentioned at the last meeting that Branson's putting together. That we'll see this area and several others probably being addressed. But the sooner, you know, these things are happening right now. And so the sooner they
speak.
As we speak, so the sooner they get after them, the better. That's a reason, another reason to keep it on. I think from a transportation standpoint, keep it on the board's attention and keep recommending and pushing for changes, the sooner the better. What we've got.
Alan, and I guess I would say, just keep in mind, the way we do these rankings is basically either on historical data or, I mean, there's a few things we can, I'd say manipulate, but give greater weight to if we know it's a public concern or whatever. But
right.
For instance, this one, I mean, we've got it kind of bumped up as high as we can based on public comment, but still, you know, just because we know something else is being built there isn't going to really change this ranking until we see some of that historical numbers to plug into this. So,
well, this happens to be my district, so it's really at the heart of mine because I pass through there every day and shop there and deal there. But you also have to think, I think, the perspective of the city at large. The Spirit of 76 project to enhance the flow of traffic down Country Boulevard, that is called now, admirable to all the outsiders coming from all over the country of how they view the city of Branson. What does the city of Branson think about traffic and safety of the tourists that are coming? And how is it the approachables that come to the city and utilize the entertainment facilities? But that Branson Hills Parkway is becoming the same aspect. All the eateries that are over there and all the shopping centers that are there, there's a factor of the tourism that this city relies upon is impacted by something like that condition that's in front of Walmart there right now. And Walmart is a popular spot. People like to even live in their parking lot. Tourists like to live in their parking lot. And when the floods come down under the bridge down there, everybody goes up and gets on Walmart's parking lot for free to stay there. So there's a lot of those kind of factors, I think, need to be at least discussed in the project write-up. These write-ups we do, I foresee them going to a lot of different places, to the chamber, to anybody that's coming in to build. They could end up in their lap, you know, our discussion of our project. When they're looking at properties to acquire, because I'm in real estate, and that's a big factor. But knowledgeable of, you know, what the situation is. So we, I believe, as a transportation, have an obligation to bubble up what facts we know about it, and then let the facts rest where they might, wherever they guide whoever can use these, the information that we provide. And the more purveyance we've got up on our website, by the way, are these changes going up on the website?
Devin would like to be here to answer that. Our track record of getting that done in a timely manner hasn't been extraordinary. It's been extraordinarily poor. So let's just be honest about that. So we'll continue to try that, but that'll take Devin to write her down, or it just won't.
Mr. Chairman, if you'd put that as a note for the agenda, the session item, continued. At least every other year, we ought to be upgrading that website, in my opinion, for people. And a lot of good effort went into that. We had, how many projects in? Almost 50 projects, I think 40-some listed on the version we've got on there now, that describes, for instance, we've got the new project that I don't know if you've written it up yet, that we talked about, I don't know if we voted on it, focus on Highway 186 projects and encouraging that. We need to have, my opinion, we need to have a description on there of what the scope of the future looks like for that and helping development of the projects that are down there, so that when somebody goes on the website and see what the position of Taney County is, we're proactive. And if people come in for new businesses can look at that and say, then this is an area they're giving attention to, the safety conditions, they're giving that the assessment of the economic conditions, another tool that people can use to go to the places for all those reasons.
Travis, out there at Branch Hill Parkway, is that in a CID or a TBD?
It is. It's in a CID. I attend the CID board meetings.
Okay. So you have an obvious right answer there of who's going to do what.
Well, that's highly political, though, as you're well aware.
That is BS.
That's the reality of it, though. It's like pushing on a rope. You do what you can. And that's another reason to have a place market for the city, for Taney County, what the position is. Because you can always guide them, point them to that. This is where the safety economic factors have been evaluated. This is where we like to see the future of Taney County go.
You know, Menards come along, and if any of you have dealt with Menards Corporate, they're the gnarliest, toughest folks. And we said, you know what? You're going to add a lane to that road because you're going to impact that road that much. And they said, no way, no how, no nothing. And lo and behold, there's that lane. They paid for it. And it's there because they're the ones that are doing it. So the water park comes along. Well, now three lanes isn't going to do it, so they're going to make five lanes. It's cost them $8 million. And then we come over and we look at Taney County and why we're going to improve Branson Hills Parkway. There's an obvious right answer here. And I'm not saying lay it all on the back of the private sector. But as that develops, those new people coming out there, Aldi's, what did Aldi's pay for that? They just showed up and said, we're going to take the profit off of this and let the city or the county or somebody else pay the bill. And I am a huge believer in the fact that the public sector creates the conditions for the private sector to make money. But there's a point where we're making this massive amount of money, and there's only so much heavy lifting that the government can do. They have a political subdivision that's responsible for that. It's called the Community Improvement District. They have pushed taxes so high, and if they're putting parking lot maintenance and landscaping and street lighting and all that above that road, shame on them. They've got bonding capability. They could work with the Industrial Development Authority. I'd like to see that discussion go forward, too. I think we can go on record as saying it's a hot spot.
Well, it's the Branson Hills Parkway. That focused on that has made a lot of developments. Beautiful place. It's a premium design, and they've implemented. But that's not end of story. You know, it's a continuum, and there's a lot more things that can be done. A lot of it because it accelerated so quickly, and housing that's being built along there is accelerating because of the need for housing, and so the ability to catch up. And the city planning and zoning plays a big part of that. The responsibility falls right back to our comrade that sits in the chair over there with the city and his representation on this board and what they do. But there's responsibility on everybody's part. But it's a continuing thing. And something that you have to stay after and not be laissez-faire about it and hold back. We're here to be proactive for each of our districts and the city at large, and the other cities. And so I think it's a continuing thing. I hear about all you say, but it also, there's politics involved, there's spatial rights involved, and the landowners involved, and so many variables. But at large, you've got to pinpoint the variables that we break out, economic conditions, safety conditions, and we try, it's not a perfect science in this table we do here, but each of the members of this group including yourself, and even more so, you're our leader in this effect. So we've made due diligence to put our best effort into this. So we should stand for it and push it out there as a guide. Let me get into the addition, and it has to do with KFC. Just as it's gotten open, it's opened up an additional can of safety issues. I'm going to go ahead and cover it today because it'll bear covering more times in the future. And
thank you, sir.
Oh, Travis, if you'd give me another one of those sheets, too, I need it. Thank you. Before I forget about it. This is to address... He just had it, yeah. Flipped the page here, you see KFC, the new KFC. And it was that list of about five or six... accolades that I was giving to the city of Branson at the last meeting about bringing these new businesses in, and it's wonderful that they're there. This is one that sprung to life since the first of the year. They have really put that new KFC in there in a hurry, and I've tested it out. They've got the best fried chicken known to man and a reasonable price. You can get a box of chicken there, two chicken breasts and a thigh, and potatoes and gravy and slaw, for $10.
You need a beard and a little longer white hair.
I went inside, though. I avoided this traffic. If you see in my little drawing on the second page, well, let me read the description on the front, what the problem scenario is. Aggravated traffic safety condition. It is, I believe, a safety issue. A new KFC at Branson Hills Parkway. Westward inbound traffic to the recently opened KFC has a single point of entry exit and pickup orders, causing likely backup of traffic before the entry, extending table space into the Branson Hills Parkway and along the inside traffic lane through the traffic light at Walmart entrance and all the way to the traffic light at Wintergreen Road coming off Highway 65. I'm not so sure it doesn't even go up to the edge of 65. It did the day of the grand opening, I know that, because visually you can see traffic backed up there. Also, some vehicles exiting KFC attempt to turn left, east across the live congested traffic lanes of Branson Hills Parkway. It's not near the Walmart entry traffic light. It's right at the Walmart traffic light. It's right adjacent to it. There could be a median put there that would eliminate any people coming out of there and trying to turn left to go back eastbound towards 65. There's none there now, so some people are trying that. None but the brave are trying that. Most of them are coming out there and turning right and going down. If they need to go back east, they'll go down and do a U-turn and come back. But the conditions are, as you see here, they actually enter into that ticket agency parking lot at the one entrance. I assume the city has limited the number of entrances, but by doing so, they come in on the parking lot of... They may have bought parts of the parking lot, but their entrance, the guides in there, guides around to the right where you circle around the building, pick up your order, and then come back out that same entrance. And I have the traffic light listed there. You can see how close that entrance is to the traffic light. But the write-up we just did, handed on here, it's in the top bin there, the new one, was an aggravated condition right there at that traffic light, the tail space going into Walmart. Now we've added to that tail space problem, and it captures that inside lane. The tail space going in the problem at Walmart at that light captures the south lane with cars sticking out into it, of cars trying to go westbound. And now we've got cars capturing the inbound lane. So we've got both lanes blocked. Potentially, people coming off of 65. And it's a mess at times with high